Arise is a platform where God is raising an army of men that knows God, loves God, and live their lives in the light of God's purpose.
Welcome to Arise Shine Christian Network.
Thank you, Lord. Our hearts worship you, our King. We are not acting. We are not pretending. We mean this from the depth of our hearts. You mean so much to us. You want so much to us. Who but you can keep us alive? Who but you can keep us to be sane? Who but you can bring us this far? The King upon the throne. The throne of our lives, the throne of our eyes, we thank you. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. Speak to us again tonight and bring glory to your name. Let our lives change. And let the glory be to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, you can reach out to you. Somebody by your left and by your right. And just greet them. Good evening. So good to have you in the house tonight. I'm glad you came. And then you may please be seated. For those who have come to fellowship with us for the first time, it's a privilege. We are glad to have you. I have who have come to honor my invites tonight, and I'm glad. Thank you so much for coming. And those who are worshiping with us for the first time, thank you so much for coming at a time like this. Every opportunity that we have to come to the presence of God is always to change our lives. Every opportunity, every time we are exposed to the light of His presence. Bible says they go from strength to strength. It said all of them appearing in Zion, appearing before the Lord. The name and the title of this meeting is, the theme of this meeting is not just a title. It's actually an experience. It is what happened to you as a result of what happens in this place. The meeting is Arise, and no man can rise, no man can shine until his light has come. And his light is contained and wrapped in his words. It was Ezekiel that told us in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, "And the Spirit entered into me when he speak unto me. And the entrance of that Spirit made me to rise." So the entrance of His Word is what brings light. And so every opportunity to encounter the Word is an opportunity to be enlightened. And every enlightenment is an opportunity to be transformed and to rule and dominate. I want to pray that tonight the Lord will speak to you, and your life will not remain the same again. Our time is fast spent, so I'll just do a quick recap and then continue on the topic we have been considering since last week, the law of relationship. We have been considering the various laws that makes life great for the believers. We have considered the law of death and glory. We've considered the law of sounds, the law of transformation. We have considered the law of honor. And then last week we began consideration of the law of relationship. And Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 was where we picked our bearing from. Genesis 2 and verse 18, hearing what the Lord Himself had to say concerning relationship. God said, the Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone, and I will make him a helper suitable for him. And one of the striking things that the Lord said to us last week that stood out for me while listening to the message again and again was that the man that the Lord is speaking to here is neither male nor female. Are we together now? Adam is not male. Adam became male when the female component of him was separated. Adam is both male and female. Are we together now? So when God was speaking to him, God was speaking to all the versions of his human creation, either male or female. So that somebody will not say, okay, the Bible says a man should not be alone. It didn't say a woman should not be alone. He was saying generically that without relationship, you really cannot go far in anything. And we considered what the relationship is last week. We said that relationship is a state of being connected, all associated with a thing, a place, or a person. The messages are available on our YouTube page. The audio is available on the website. And so you can go there. We consider biblical stories on relationship. We saw how Lot prospered just because he followed and had relationship with a man called Abraham. And also we consider Jonah, who came into the boat of business people who were minding their business, and how they began to lose their properties and almost lose their life just because somebody came into their life. Also, we saw Jesus picking nobodies on the street of Galilee and Samaria, and how after they stayed with him and spent some time with him, they were transformed. It is then safe to say that everything you would become rise on the strength of relationship. There is nobody on the earth today who is doing anything remarkable who would not trace it back to a relationship they came into at every point in time in their life. You've heard me say this again, and I said it last week, that there is no self-made man on the earth. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Your struggles, your labor, your pain, and the limitations that exist in your life now is only as a result of the lack of the required man in your life now. Generically, it has been said, and I believe it, that you are always four people away to any man you desire to meet. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Meeting the president of this nation now is not difficult. All you need is a man that knows a man who knows a man that can take you to the president. So nothing really is impossible. The only thing we lack is most of the time we don't have the relationship that makes those things possible in our lives. I said it last week that there are currencies that we spend in this kingdom, and the weakest of this currency is money. If all you have is money, you are poor. Because you will get to a level and a realm where money cannot buy you space there. You will get to a place in life where everybody has money. There are then other currencies that you must have to give you an edge at that place in life. Currencies like mercy, currencies like favor have given people in life advantage that money would never give. Relationship can buy you what money cannot buy you. And so it is important, and sadly, in the body of Christ as Christians, we don't understand the law and the maintenance of relationship. It is hard for any serious Christian to maintain relationship, advantageous relationship. At best, what you see many do is that they keep relationship with just Christians who are within their cycle of influence. It has even gone so bad that Christians find it difficult to relate with somebody who is not of their denomination. They don't see any need relating with someone who does not belong to their denomination. And because of the lack of knowledge and
inability to be a master in this law of relationship or in this act of relationship, Christians are most of the time the most vulnerable. An average street person understands that the more people you know in certain places, the more advantage you have. You see an average person, he has a friend who has a filling station or who works in the filling station. And by that, you will think this relationship is just a wasted relationship and it's just parking friends. You wait until there is scarcity of few. And watch out with your tongue talking ability and your quoting of scriptures. You will go and queue for few. Whereas this guy will just place one call, they will bring the few back to him at home. If you can master relationship, you will not suffer anything on earth. Hear me again and again. Everything you are asking from God as prayer point is available with some men. Let me tell you that again and again. Most of the things you have on your prayer list is right now in the hand of men. You can meet a man now, and in 24 hours, literally speaking, your level can change. When God wants to change your life, it doesn't come to you as angels. When God wants to change your life, it comes to you as man. When God wants to move you forward, when God wants to change your story, when God wants to give you testimonies, it doesn't come as angel. I think this is the mistake that we have believed in as believers. We live in the movie world. Some of the Christians' movie we watch while growing up has done something to our mind. Believing that an angel will just appear with a gun and must go and say, this is dollars, $100 million, bye-bye, I'm going. That will never happen in real life. That will never happen. That will only happen in the movies you watch growing up. You will never see an angel give you a Ghana must go and say, I'm Angel Michael. Here is the Ghana must go. Mm-mm. Even when Saul had an encounter with Jesus and became Paul, Jesus referred him to a man called Ananias. It is the word of man. And the earlier you understand and master the acts of relationship, the better it is for you. Everything that has to do with you is at the mercy of your understanding of the law of relationship. I said it last week that your eternal life and where you will spend your eternity is hanged on the relationship you have with God. Not the many times you went to church, not the Christian names given to you, but the relationship that you have with God can determine where you spend your eternal life. So you see, both your making on the earth and your making in eternity is hanged on relationship. So the earlier you study this and become a master, there are people who are masters at relationship. I've met a few of them. I've been schooled to be one of them. I can meet you in one day and literally discuss with you in such a way that you would believe we have met for 1 year. And you will want to see me again and again. Because every man is a carrier of something. Only that the Lord will have to open your eyes to see what men carries. If you understand that men are baggages of possibilities, you will train men with utmost honor and celebration. If you are with me tonight, say amen. Amen. So we consider the reasons. What are the reasons for relationship? Number one, we said man is a relational being. Just doing a quick recap. Number two, we said you cannot be fruitful without relationship. How powerful that word can be. Can you imagine that even your coming to earth was at the mercy of a man meeting another man? Even though God has written your name before the foundation of the world was made, God has written it down and said, I will send so person to earth at this point in time, and she will do this or he will do this. The nation will hear him, they will become this. All of those promises of God was at the mercy of one woman meeting with one man. If the two of them refuse to meet, you will not come to be. Relationship. Fruitfulness is impossible without relationship. Not just giving birth. Fruitfulness of any kind. Career fruitfulness. You have a dirty relationship with your supervisor, and watch if you will ever be promoted. This is the reason why many believers are stunted. We know how to pray. We know how to fast. But we don't understand how to keep relationship. You see believers, it saddens my heart every time when you hear believers saying nobody likes me in that office. How come you are the only one nobody likes? They don't like me. Is it because I mean this is, and we claim and call everything persecutions. Our foolishness is in display. You don't understand how to honor people. You don't understand the love language of people. You do things anyhow. And then you say they are persecuting me for my faith. They are not persecuting you for your faith. You are suffering your foolishness of the act of relationship. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Prayer is good. But if all you do is to pray, you will still fail. I'm a prayer warrior. I hope you know that. If all you do on the earth as the believer is to pray from morning till night, and you don't learn the laws of the kingdom, you will fail woefully. Do you understand the dynamics that cultivate the channel through which prayer is answered? Many of us are seated here today because somebody invited you. How powerful relationship can be. Somebody spoke to you and said there's a fellowship. If you come there, you will see this. And then because of what that person said and your relationship with that person, you are here tonight. Trivialize relationship and pay for it with pain. So fruitfulness is impossible without relationship. The easiest way, that's number three now. The easiest way to succeed in life is through relationship. We saw that in the life of Lot. Working with Abraham. Success, greatness is almost impossible without relationship. Somebody has got to lift you up at one point or the other. They may not lift you up with money. They may lift you up with words. They may lift you up with counseling. They may lift you up with direction. Oh, go this way. But at any point in time, no matter how mighty you are, no matter how strong you are, at one point or the other of your life, you will need somebody. So number four, we say, relationship are currency. They can buy things, they can buy people, and they can even buy condition into our life. Listen to me, don't be distracted. Relationship are currencies, like I said the other time. Relationship can buy you things. Not everybody buy things with money. Many of you will bear with witness. Maybe the phone you are even using was given to you by a beloved friend. Somebody has been saving now for 6 months to buy that same phone. Yet, your relationship with somebody gave you a phone. I hope you know that people have bought a house, not with money, with relationship. People are driving a car right now that they didn't buy with their money. They bought it with relationship. If all you put your focus on is money, you are a weak person. If all you put your might on, all I need is money. I don't need any man. Just give me money. With your money, there are some things you will not be able to access. If there is any prayer you will pray, if there is any prayer you will pray every time, is Lord, give me the heart of men as a gift. There is such a thing as God giving you the heart of men. They may not like your product, but the moment they like you, they will buy that product. How many of us have been to a supermarket or a shopping floor before, and you end up buying maybe a boxer or a trouser that is not your size? Why? Because of this. Without bias to our Igbo brothers, they have mastered the act of relationship. Somebody meeting you for the first time, say, "Ah, bros, Afa now, I know you," and it's psyching you up. It psychs you. This has happened to me many times. I bought many singlet that are not my size. I bought many trousers that until I got to now, this thing was not my size. You were not looking at the product again at a point in time. You were looking at a relationship. A relationship. You can buy relationship, buy what you're supposed to buy for 10 naira. You can buy for 1,000. When this guy greets you in the market, they begin to sing your praise and say, are you not the lion of the tribe of Judah? I know you. They call you name that your father didn't call you. And they say, bros. They look at that and say, oh, Malicha, I've been looking at you from afar. This thing will size you. And it's not your size. But because they will psych you, and you will not be the one advising yourself that, no, I don't want to form my hand. Yo. Okay, let me buy. You buy it and get home until you discover it's not your size. What is that? Relationship. Let me tell you something. No matter your field of endeavor, if you don't master relationship, you cannot go far. Believe what I'm saying. No, even if you are put in the world of sports, if you don't master relationship, footballer, you go and dribble from the back, Abi. Only you will take it to the front and go. Everything we do in banking, in even in ministry. Can you imagine now that I am the only one here, like I said last week? I will be standing, speaking, right? And then I will be the one holding the camera. And then when I need to hear sound, I will go there and say, just wait a minute. Oh. Does that make sense to you? Relationship is strength. If all you have is money and you lack men, you are weak. Let me tell you one profound thing about relationship. Most of the time, you don't need to have the resources you need. What you need is to have the men that are the custodian of that resources. You don't need to have the money you need. You don't need to have the wherewithal, the physical might that you need. All you need is to have the heart of men that have custody of those things. They will lavish it on you as though it was in your pocket. Believe me, sir. You have thought that you need to have everything to be successful in life. I'm coming to recalibrate your mind that you don't need to have everything. When God gives you the heart of men, He will give you the resources of men. So the prayer really should always be, Lord, give me men today as gifts. You can meet a man that will tell you, look at me. In 24 hours, you're already a landlord. And it's not gambling. Now, with your money, can you be a landlord in 24 hours? Whereas you can meet a man and say, in 24 hours, you are a landlord. And that becomes it for you. That is your 1 year prayer point, settled by meeting another man. If you ever trivialize man, you will suffer. Hear what I'm saying. Believers, unbelievers, you need all men. You need all men. The day you will know you need much more than believer to succeed in life is the day that your tire will get flat or your car will enter portal. You would have to look for Christian in that neighborhood to help you push your car, right? You need all men. You need all men. So master this act of relationship and watch how your life can be on auto gear, moving upward and forward only. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. I'm still doing the recap. I don't know how long I'm going to stay there. Number five, the only channel through which God answers prayer. I dare you, think about it. If you find another channel, let me know now. The only channel through which God answers prayers is through relationship. Apostle, all I desire is to get married. What you are saying is, all I desire is to have a relationship with another man. No, my own is not married. I need a car. Oh, you are saying all you desire is somebody to connect with you, give you the money, or give you the car. I want promotion at work. I hope you know that somebody can look at you or see your name, or see your mail and like the mail. And by just liking your name, you can become promoted. I work in an organization that is not so much of your ability and your prowess and performance most of the time. Somebody can say, I like you, and that becomes promotion for you every year. And somebody can say, I hate you. 15 years, you will be on one grade. You will pray and fast. There are people that are gatekeepers. Not everybody can be casted away. All this, I cast you, I bind you. Calm down. There are some people you must learn how to work with. There is nobody I've worked with in my life, either as a supervisor or as a colleague, whom I will demand something from and will say no. Mm-mm. I have mastered the art of relationship. I trade it as currency. Now we started and then we considered types of relationship last week. We began with our most important relationship, that if you have every other relationship, it hangs on the earth, but there is a relationship you must have. I plead with you, get that message and listen to it again and again. We call that relationship eternal relationship. That is our relationship with God. We said our relationship with God secures your eternal destination. If you don't have Jesus, you are already in hell. You are not going to hell. You are in hell. John chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, whosoever does not believe in him is condemned already. So it is when you receive and say, yes, I do, to that relationship, that you are rescued out of the pit of hell back to the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians 1 and verse 13. So your relationship with God secures your eternal destination. Number two, your relationship with God guarantees your exploit in life. Exploit without stress. Blessing without sorrow is only available in your relationship with God. Daniel 11 and verse 32b. They that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. David said in Psalm 18 and verse 29, by my God, I can leap over a wall. By my God, I can do exploit. So exploit is only possible in this kingdom based on your relationship with God. If you are still with me, say amen. And number three, we said about God, we said the relationship with God is the bedrock of peace and fulfillment. How profound this has been for me every time I listen again and just think again and again. That you can have money through other relationship. You can have fame through other relationship. But peace and fulfillment is only available in Christ. We have had many famous people commit suicide. Is it not an anomaly that somebody with 5 million followers is suffering and going into depression because of loneliness? I told you I have listened to many interviews of celebrities in the world, and how they will tell you, can I tell you the truth? Most times I feel lonely. That is somebody that has 2 million people on social media as followers. That is somebody you are hiring to become like, and yet with all of the fame and the noise, they are lonely, and many of them will even commit suicide. Let me tell you something you should never forget. God makes man in such a way that there is a place he left for himself, that until he steps into that place, you will never be complete. You can try to put your woman there. You can try to put your children there. They will never fit that size. That size was maintained and kept for him alone. Until he steps there, no matter what you put there, you will never feel complete. No. So fulfillment is only in him. Peace is only in him. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Peace I give unto you. If you don't have Christ, you don't have peace. Hear me again and again. I don't care what else you have. If you don't have Christ, you don't have peace. Because he's the Prince of Peace. True peace is only available in him, not in other things. So I challenge you that you should please go on the site, on the YouTube at Arise SCN, and just watch and listen to that message again. I think I've done so much on that already. So let's move ahead tonight. So we have considered our relationship with God, and the importance of this relationship cannot be overflooded. It cannot be overflooded that we should maintain and sustain relationship. Not just I have given my life to Jesus. No. You must have a walking, talking, active relationship with the Spirit of the living God. The presence of God and the person of God has been captured to you in an entity. It's called the Holy Spirit. If you are born again, he has given himself unto you. And the purpose of that is to maintain relationship with you. The relationship with God will secure for you your eternal life. Hear me, believers. Your relationship with God will make you a superman on the earth. You will do exploit, yet with ease that cannot be explained. Your relationship with God will give you peace. Peace in the midst of turbulence. Peace in the midst of troubles. When it looks like you should be perturbed, you would find yourself in the state of peace. Because the one that is called the Prince of Peace is seated on the throne of your hearts. And having said that about the relationship with God, I must also let you know, because my goal is to bring the balanced teaching of the Word of God to his people always, I must also let you know that no matter how well you are doing with your relationship with God, if you don't master relationship with man, you will fail. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. your presence there is joy and everlasting. I will reference you, Lord. Give us a scripture, please. I want you to read this with a loud voice, as our culture is. Are we together here tonight? With a loud voice. As somebody said now, 1, 2, read it again. I want you to read that last line with a loud voice. 1, 2, go. So that is Jesus. Jesus is not only God made flesh. Jesus is the perfect example of the light that the believer must live. Are you with me tonight? So everything you see Jesus do, you must also learn to do. The Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God. I thought the Bible was going to stop there. This is the undoing of many of us. I don't need any man. All I need is God. If you are saying that in respect to worship and say, Lord, I know that my lifting depends on you. You can choose whosoever you want to use. You are right. But if you are saying you don't need any man in terms of you don't need any man at all, you are very wrong. Even Jesus had favor with God. You see the priority. God first and then with man. So you must learn the relationship with God and with man. If all you master is relationship with God, in fasting, in praying, in communion, in fellowship, in worship, and you are bad at your relationship with men, your experience on the earth will be of pain. You will have visions that will not come to pass, because every vision is at the mercy of man for them to become manifested on the earth. Are you with me tonight? Vision without men will die, just the same way men without vision will die. Vision without men will die. God has given you a vision to be a barbing saloon. Are you going to be barbing for goats or for dogs? God has given you a vision to be a fashion designer, except you want to be sewing clothes for manicure. And manicure doesn't pay money. It is men that still pays. So as good as it is to master our relationship with God, you must also understand that this world is the word of man. Psalm 116 and verse 15. It said the heavens of the heavens belongs to the Lord. It said, but the earth has he has given the earth to the sons of man. God will determine your eternal experience. No man can do that for you. No man can stop you from going to heaven if you have a relationship with God. But man can determine your pain and your lifting on the earth. When God was going to anoint David as king, Saul has just disappointed God. Are we together now? And the Bible says God had to come one morning to Samuel and says, Samuel, what? I think 1 Samuel chapter 16. He says, Samuel, verse 1. Samuel, why are you so sluggish and slow to anoint another man? Why are you still holding on to this man called Saul? Can't you see I've rejected him? You know what that means? Even though God has rejected Saul, Samuel was still holding on to Saul. And because Samuel was still holding on to Saul, David could not be coronated as king. God will not override men to do what he can do on the earth. Don't dare think. If God will ever favor you, it will make the heart of men to love you. The Bible says, if the way of a man pleases God, what will he do? He will kill all his enemies. There are some enemies you cannot kill. So God will find a way of making those enemies becomes your friend. If the only thing you understand is die by fire, you can't go far. Okay, at your place of work, say you work in a bank. Die by fire, your BM dies. Die by fire, your RH dies. Die by fire, your DH dies. You want to kill everybody, and you kill the GMD. So tell me who continues the bank. But when you will please God, it will make men who are hard in themselves to love you. They will not be able to explain why they like you. They will say, I don't know why. I just like him. He knows I like him. Just can't stay by this side. The rest of you, I will do something to you. That's how God works with men. So you must master relationship with man. You need man. Somebody say, I need man. Talk to your neighbor. Say, you need man. If I tell that person, say, you need me. Say it again. This is the mistake we make most of the time. Many of us have sat down with people who are our destiny helpers. They say, turn to your neighbor. You looked at him and said, this one, I beg, it's not my class. 5 years later, you'll find that same, that guy that is not your class. You are knocking a door for an interview somewhere. As you are saying good morning, you remember. And the, most of the time, they will also remember you. I said, were you not the one that goes to Arise? Yes. And then you remember the turning and the looking back. And you know already that you have failed the interview. Even if you know all the questions. We have met strange people in uncommon places. Who looks like nobody. Who looks like nobody. You are myopic and short-sighted if you will look down on men. That nobody today. Maybe the destiny lifter that your destiny will need forever tomorrow. Don't look down on men. You need man. So relationship with God must be established. And the relationship with man must be established. So I will give you three kinds of relationship now. Under relationship with man. Number one. Under our relationship with man. The first type of relationship we have is what we call the general relationship. Somebody say general relationship. Yeah. Make sure you are taking your notes. And when you get back home, review the notes. Either on your phone or on the piece of paper or something. General relationship. What are general relationships? These are relationships that you have with people on the general plane of life. Your day-to-day activities. Is somebody with me tonight? As you are coming to Arise, many of us had a brief and a general relationship with the bike man that brought you, or the boat that brought you, or the cab, the taxi driver, or somebody on your street. There are people you met for the first time and you just greeted each other. Oh, good afternoon, good afternoon. It's called general relationship. Your mechanic, general relationship. Your fashion designer. You can't call your fashion designer home and say, I want to tell you a secret about my life. You don't have that kind of relationship with him. Except the person is your friend. So we have number one in our relationship with man. We have general relationship. Let me tell you one very important thing about general relationship. All of the special relationship we have begins with general relationship. The woman you married, there was a time, or you would marry, there was a time all you do is to say, I. You, there was nothing so much about the two of you. Are we together now? The people that are now your destiny helper, those who are now your bosom friends, they didn't start out as your bosom friend. There was a time that they were just casual. Oh, that, who is that guy? It's just one guy on our street. So if you are not good at general relationship, you would have issues on the other types of relationship. This is the reason why many ladies are still single. They fight everybody. They believe they cannot marry a lady. So any lady that comes their way, as the person gives them one, they give him seven. Until one day, a young man comes to them and says, I like you. And then the lady was going to talk to her sister about the newfound love now. And the moment the guy mentioned the name of that lady and said, I found one lady I want to marry. In fact, her name is so, so and so. The person will answer and say, which is one? So the one that said, no, you cannot marry that one. God forbid. Why? She's a good girl. Yeah, I know. Last week she saw me by the road. She did this. If as the person is speaking, another person will come and witness. Many special relationships have been destroyed because we're not good as a general relationship. Listen to me. You know, I learned something in life. It will not cost you anything to be nice to men, even if you are meeting them for the first time. If greeting reduces the size of a man, maybe I should be a dwarf by now. I will meet people on the road for the first time. And funny enough, they will be looking at me. Many of you, I know what you will do. You will turn your eyes away. The moment you look at me, I will say good afternoon. And I will not reduce in stature. We have lost many special packages because we are careless about our relationship with man. We look at people and we gauge them based on our own mind and say, this one, this shirt cannot be more than 500 naira. The trouser, if you go to Dubedan, maybe 800. Okay, this one, the sum total is not more than 2,500. This cannot be the destiny of what I've been looking for. I told my colleagues again and again where I work. I said, do you know the person standing before you to pay in 1,005 may not have the money to make you, but can give you one information that will change your life. I have seen conductors who get somebody who is looking for a job. In fact, I had a true life story in Nigeria. A gate man, all this Aboki gate man that we have, had just collected a newspaper from one friend and took that newspaper home to a sister who had been looking for a job. Saw a vacancy at an oil company, give that to that sister, and by that vacancy, that auntie was able to get a job at oil company. When she got that job, she bought a bike for that security man. If she has not been nice to that gate man, she would have missed an opportunity for the job she has been praying for. Your prayer point is waiting with someone. General relationship. Not all of the time, but the very few time I have the privilege or I'm in a public transport, when I come out of the cab, especially in the bathroom, I've seen them look at me and like, when I come out of that cab, after giving them money, I will not say thank you. Most of them will look at myself, what's thanking? Why are you thanking me? You paid now, so what's thank you? But thank you. You know, the day I respected that, I had money in my pocket. Rain was about to fall, but my money could not take me to where I'm going. If you, I don't know, maybe you are a magician. When you leave, arise, spread your money on the floor and stand on it, and see if your money can take you somewhere. General relationship. It is the birthplace of every relationship. Every relationship begins with general relationship. Your girlfriend, your fiancé, your wife. There was a time you were not talking. There was a time it was just another guy over there, until something happened that brought you together. Are we together tonight? Number two. I'm rushing because of our time. There's a place I really want to settle. Number two. Seasonal relationship. The first is general relationship. The second is seasonal relationship. These are people. These are the relationship that we have with people at certain period of our life. These are the relationship. Seasonal relationship are the relationship that we have with people at certain period of our life. For instance, there were close friends you had when you were in primary school. Since you left primary school, you've not heard from many of them. And the irony of life is you may never hear from many of them again. Are we together tonight? There are people you knew when you were in secondary school who were your best friend. You eat together, you play together, you read together. But since you departed secondary school or higher institutions, you have not heard about them again. Many of them, let me tell you what happened many of the time that we don't know. Many relationships that we have that we call seasonal relationship, when we depart from them, they don't go away totally. They go to wait for us at our future. So what will now happen is how well you were able to manage the brief moment you are together when you have that relationship with them. Seasonal relationship. God can ask you to live with a family, and it's going to be maybe for the space of 3 years, and all God was trying to teach you is to learn how to be a good wife. You may not have the privilege to be birthed by a mother who lives with a father and be able to see how it is being done between the confines of marriage. But God knows that sometimes in the future, you will need the knowledge to be a good woman, a good wife at home. And you have not had that privilege to observe maybe your mommy or somebody close to you. So it will not put you in a family to live with them. Many of the times, instead of seeing the benefit of that relationship, we see the pain of the relationship. She give me one meat, whereas she give her children 2 meats. When her children is still sleeping, she wake me up. I'm practically like the slave girl in this house. God is preparing you. Let me tell you something. If you are a child of covenant, there is nothing anybody do against you that is not at the end of the day preparing you for what God has prepared for you. Look at Joseph, an example of a seasonal relationship. When he was living in the house of Potiphar, imagine he stole all of the properties of Potiphar. When Potiphar saw him in palace, because Potiphar was the head of the guard of the palace, when Potiphar saw him in palace, Potiphar would have said, "Sir, let me see you, sir." Even though this guy can interpret dreams and vision, but he's a master thief. Imagine what would have happened if Potiphar had called Pharaoh and said, "I know he has interpreted your dream and you are about to do something, but let me tell you, the other side of this guy is a master thief." He would have lost an opportunity for the fulfillment of the destiny. Don't play with seasonal relationships. Some of us are working at a particular place or the other. I tell people often and again, when you are leaving a place of employment, don't slam the door. You may not need that job again, but you will need the people there again. You may not need to work at that level again, but the people you met there are supposed to be your networks, and like an octopus, you are supposed to be able to stretch your reach through that person. Do you know how people live? When they get any opportunity, the first thing that comes to their mind is, "Who do I know in that place?" For instance, when they hear that the federal government is selling some of their houses in their housing estate or federal housing scheme, the first thing that comes to their mind is, "Who do we know there?" And they remember in 1977, somebody was my secondary schoolmate. I fed him many times when he didn't have money. And now he's working with Austin Estate and the place is for call. Do you know? And this will happen to you. You'll be a witness. I'm being practical tonight, because what we are teaching is a practical teaching. Do you know that when your phone rings and you see the name of someone, most of the time what comes to your mind is not the face of that person. What comes to your mind is what that person represents. For instance, if you see the phone of that your friend that every time he calls, he's asking for urgent 2K. Once you, many of you have even gone this generation, you have saved his name with Folake, urgent 2K. I've seen so many funny ways of storing people's name like that. So the moment your phone rings and you pick it, you say, "This guy needs money again." Now you are not seeing the face, you are seeing his attitude and his character. That is the same thing that happens concerning you. When your phone rings at the other end, people don't see your face. They see your character and your attitude. "Oh, this is my benefactor. Oh, this is a good man. Oh, this is my loved one. Oh, this guy is too nice. Even though I'm busy, I have to listen to him." Or they look at him like, "Tch." There are people that no matter how busy I am, the worst I will do is to pick their call and say, "Sir, I'm sorry. I'm very busy now. Can I call you back?" There are people I would only respond to when I know that I am free, and free indeed, because of what they represent. Don't blame people for putting you a certain class of life. It is what you represent to men that determines the class they put you. Some people knock their door once, they open. You knock like 7 times, they don't open. It is what you represent to them that determines how far you go. It would be foolish of me to have somebody come to my house who does not represent so much value, and then I'll take him to my bedroom. No. Seasonal relationship. I'm teaching you this in practical time because I want you to grow. Learn it. It may be for a moment. One of my dear sister who is here tonight worked with us at a time. She's no longer with us. If I was bad to her, she would not be here tonight. If I display rudeness or I behave anyhow, she will say, you. "Okay, I will come." But you know she will never come. Seasonal relationship. That person seated beside you now at Arise, and you are both young and look like young Nigeria, or you look like those who are looking for a job, you would be shocked that in the next 5 years, the level of acceleration and promotion that would have happened to their life. This is why you should treasure this relationship. This is why you should treasure it so well. It should be an advantage for you. Every time you hear that somebody you once had relationship with has now been promoted to a plane of life, it should be an advantage for you. You should not be scared to walk up to somebody you once knew. No, no. You live together at a point in time. Now God has changed. There are people that no matter what you become in life, you will never forget them. Not forgetting their face. You will never forget what they represent. There are people in your life, watch this, that when they become the president of the nation, all you need to go to them and say, Kulegzi, Ekpati Gari. And only him will understand that code. Do you get what I'm saying? Other people are saying, Your Excellency, you say, Your Excellency, sir, Your Excellency, Ekpayeshi Wambeyo. He will laugh, and with that memory, he remembers many times he doesn't have money and you have to pay for the granuts. Or you look at him and say, Baba Sheti Eliraje, Ewagoyin Yemo. And he say, Ewagoyin. And people are watching you. Like, you know, there is a way greatness can make people believe you came out from heaven. They will look at and say, this guy, does he know what is Ewagoyin? Or they will believe you were born in a plane or you were born in Bunkyan Palace, where all you saw was diamond and gold growing up. And somebody now come to wake up that, to remind you how low you were before God brought you up. Do you think such a person will need an interview? Whereas there are people also you knew when you were nobody, that now that you are somebody, you will never give them access to you. Listen to me. Don't ever try to show up in people's life that you never contributed to their greatness. I used to know you. Know me as what? Now that you are an apostle, you are leading the movement. I used to know you those days when you were in children class. So what did you do? What part did you play? What contribution did you make to my becoming who I am today? If you never contribute to people's greatness, you have no right to claim a share in that greatness. You may not be able to contribute money. Listen to me, believers. Many of the time we believe, if I have money, I will contribute. Do you know that many people who hold me in high esteem, I've never given them 1 naira before? There is something much more than money. Do you know a hug can be much more than money many times? He's trying to explain to you, that guy walked away from me. The relationship is not working. Is something wrong with me? Is something wrong with me? Look at me. I'm so aged. I'm this and that. Many times you don't need to talk. Just draw the person close and give them a big hug. And say, nothing is wrong with you. That person will remember that hug 20 years later. It's not a time to say, I've always said it, if you engage this prayer 7 days, you would have seen that this would have happened. That's not the time to cast that person. I have met people who confided in me when they committed abortion. As a man of God, sir, I'm pregnant and I'm contemplating abortion. So I just felt I should share with you. Because it obviously, if I don't do abortion, there will be shame. Many times I will try to strengthen and say, this is the only way you see. But there can be another way. You don't have to do abortion. I understand the shame that looms. I understand the pains there. I'm not trying to speak against you right now, but I'm saying abortion is not the only way. And they will say, okay. They will come back 1 month after. You say, Alpha. They say, sir, my faith couldn't carry it. I did it. I will look at them and say, you, don't come near me. You are a murderer. Don't you know that you are committing abortion? I will hold them close and said, have you reconciled your way with the Lord? Because as far as I'm concerned, there is only one person you have sinned against. You have sinned against God. If God has forgiven you, then why should I hold it against you? I have it as a desire in my life that when people are in pain, the first person they think about is Olanrewaju. Not because I'm a man of God. This is how I want to live my life. I found out that there is no way you are there for people in their pain that they will forget you in the days of their gains. No. It's the law of nature. If you were there with that little child when he was little, and you were humble enough to stoop down with him and do 10-10 with him, and as he grows, you grow with him, you will never forget the face you grow with. You will never, no matter what you become, you will never forget the face you grow with. Somebody cannot just appear in your life when you are already grown and said, I want you to listen to me. You will say, based on what? But somebody who has been there with you, when you were failing wide, he was saying, it's okay. Next time, just prepare more. When you were failing jam, it was growing gradually, gradually. Become a president. They will not need to knock the door. seasonal relationship. Do you know the amazing thing about this? Sometimes, most times, destiny relationship begins with seasonal relationship. I have packaged another time to talk about singles and married, because I don't want to mix it with any other topic. And the topic for that will be before you say I do. And that will be maybe after the incense and healing that we'll be having next week. But do you know that if you were not good at seasonal relationship, you will never do well with destiny relationship? Many of the people who are my destiny partners now, many of the people who have become a destiny friends now, were people I met at a season in my life. I will not stop talking about Pastor K seated here. We met at a small town called Ondo Town in a bank. He was my supervisor in that bank. I was reporting to him in that bank. I remember coming with the zeal. He would not like me to say this, but let me just share it with you so you can learn. I remember coming with the zeal and the grace and coming to their bank. I was coming from another bank into their bank. And I began to correct some things. I said, okay, let's do it this way. And people were liking the flow. I didn't know that before I came, he was the champion of that branch. He was the one telling them what to do. Now this young guy is coming and he's just saying, do this, do that, do this. I didn't know that he is, you know, that was the holding. That was an humanity.
Allez.
Pastor K is so powerful that when you speak against him, his people will put off your mics. Kai. Pastor K, I hail you. Instantly. Man. This only happened in House of Assembly and House of. Off the mic. Are we together tonight? There's a reason I'm sharing that story. So when we met, you know, I was doing all that, you know, because I've seen things from another part. I didn't know there's a human side of him that was already marking me. One day when he could not handle it anymore, he called me that morning and said, look at me. I've been looking at you in this office. So you just came and you're doing anyhow. The day you cross my boundary, I will show you who I am. You know, I almost asked like, wait, are we in the garage? Show me what? Somebody who had when he was saying, I said, leave him alone, no. So after that, I began to be careful. But as the more I tried to draw away from him, watch this, the more a strange pull comes from me to him. The more I tried to say, let me avoid this person, the more I was drawn to him. And the more I draw to him, the more he became drawn to me. And we found ourselves talking. The first time I had a quality time to talk with him, I understood the reason for his frustration immediately. And I apologized. I didn't mean to do this. I didn't know you are the pioneer person in this band. We're the first person in the branch. And all along, I didn't mean to step into your territory and do galaga. And we became close friends. Now, imagine that temporary friendship. Imagine what it has become now. Imagine what has happened. Imagine he gave it to me hot. I gave it to him double hot. We beat ourselves in the bank. It would have been another story today. Because there are certain things God has used to do in my life that it would have been difficult to find another man to do that. Just the same way certain things God has used me to do in his life. This is what you do when you throw away relationship. Your destiny helper will not be dressed in gold. They always look in rag. Seasonal relationship. Let me talk about destiny relationship and then I'll come back to keys to maintain a relationship. Destiny relationship. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. It's a very long reading. To verse 15. Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me.
Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you are being so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life.
Give me the scripture, please. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a wide wind. Watch this. That Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Let me back up a little and tell you a brief story. Many of us, what we claim, what we see, is the double portion that Elijah claimed at the end. We never consider how the relationship started. We never consider the pathways, the price that was paid for that relationship. A man, Elijah, was a farmer, minding his own business on his farmland. He was cultivating and he was doing his farm and agricultural work. On that fateful day, as Elijah passed through the farmland, he casted a mantle on him. And I don't know how he interpreted that mantle to mean follow me. Because even after he left everything and followed this man, the man asked him, what are you looking for? The Bible says immediately that mantle fell on him. The Bible says he broke the oxes and all of the farm mechanism that he's utilizing. The Bible says he broke them and destroyed and shared it and then followed the man. Can you imagine leaving everything you have to follow a man? And yet that man said, what are you looking for? Did I call you? The Bible says Elijah was a temperance man. He was a man of no nonsense. Yet, a rich man that was once rich in agriculture left everything he had to follow him. The Bible did not tell us their age. But don't ever think that Elijah is so far away older than Elisha. They may even be of the same age. Yet, later on the life of Elijah, the Bible says he poured water in the hand of Elijah. Destiny relationship, a relationship that can determine the fulfillment of your destiny assignment on the earth. Hear me again and again. Destiny relationship are the relationship designed and ordained by God to assist you in fulfilling your destiny assignment on the earth. If you are unable to discern that destiny relationship, you will not be able to fulfill the destiny assignment. Hear me, brothers and sisters. This is where we miss it as beloved. We don't recognize that certain men came into our life because they have a part in our life. We spend many times worrying ourselves about the people that left us. Believe me, brothers and sisters, any man that ever leave you was not meant to stay with you. Any woman that walked away from you had no part in your destiny. If they had part in your destiny, no matter what happens, they will stay to you. Watch the story of the man called Elijah. Give me the scripture again. And Elijah, and when they got to Gilgal, verse 2, sir, I'm reading all the way to 15, so prepare, sir. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord sent me to Bethel. Look at what Elisha said. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. Look at the many times that this man is saying, stay here, go away from me. How can somebody leave everything he had, followed you for a couple of years, served you, exposed his life to danger and peril many times when you make troubles, and you get to a time when you want to depart? You are not telling that man to leave you, and yet he's saying, kill me, oh, I will follow you. As the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Watch what happened again. Now the sons of prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that your Lord, that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? Look at the undoing of the sons of the prophet. They were the one learning work under Elijah before Elisha came up. They could discern the departure time, but they did not know what to do at that time.
When I read the book of 2 Chronicles, where he said the sons of Issachar understand times and seasons, the blessed part of it for me is that they know what to do per time. Many of us know the times and the season, but we don't know what we ought to do at that time. We all know it's raining season now, but you don't know what to do with the rain coming. All you see is that the rain is causing cold. The rain is a disturbance. Many farmers are taking advantage of this rain now. And in five months later, we'll be with our money paying for what they did with the rain that we all had. Do you know Elijah will be taken away from you today, making a mockery of him? Look at what the guy said. Give me the scripture again. Then he said to them, "Yes, I know. Keep silence." Next verse, please. Then Elijah said to Elisha, it was not only Elijah that was rejecting him, making a mockery of him. Get back. Even the sons of prophets were saying, "Do you know this is about to happen to you?" And yet the man said, Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. Abba, my colleague are rejecting me. You that I'm following, you are still rejecting me. Is that not supposed to be an enough reason to be offended?" I will teach you some things though on maintaining relationship. Because if you ever think that man will not offend you, think again. If you ever think that I will not offend you one day, just think again. He said, "Stay here, for the Lord has said to me to go on to Jericho." He said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." Give me the next verse. Please prepare it ahead of time. Now the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho, the first one were at Bethel, this one at Jericho, came to Elisha and said, "Do you know?" So they all know, but they don't know what to do. "Do you know that your master will be taken away today?" He said to them again, "I know. Keep silent." Next verse, please. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he said, "Kill me. As long as the Lord lives and your soul lives, my relationship with you is not the relationship of a seasonal relationship. I have learned the lesson from the man called Lot. Lot was wealthy and rich until he departed from the man Abraham. And when Lot became separated from Abraham, Lot lost everything that he got through relationship with Abraham. I will not make the mistake of Lot. As your soul lives and as the Lord lives, I will go with you." Next verse. Then the two of them went on. And 50 men of the sons of prophets went and stood facing them at a distance. The watchers now, the spectators, gathered and said, "This girl that is following like Mumu, let us see what will happen to him." And when the two of them stood by the Jordan, look at what happened. Next verse. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it, and struck the water, and it divided this way and that way. So the two of them cross over the dry ground. Next verse. And so it was when they crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I may do for you." Question. This guy has been following you from everywhere. All you have been telling him is, "Go away from me." Why couldn't you ask him from that first time, "Ask, what should I give you?" Many of the time, destiny relationship will not pay you from the onset. It may be full of pains. It may be full of questions. It may not even be palatable. You may be burning your hands and burning your feet and spending your time serving a man or serving God through a man or be sacrificing your time for a man, and it looks as though he does not appreciate it. But the day is coming where he will ask you, "What do you want?" If the only thing you work for at your various place of work is the money they pay you, you are really not a blessing. There must be something else you do that is not captured in your pay. People will not recognize you for working based on the job specification. No. Like I say many of the time, a banker is not a psychologist. A banker is not supposed to be a counselor. So when you take it upon yourself, haven't met the banking request of that customer, and you now say, "Sir, I observe that you are not looking so bright today. Is there anything you want us to just pray about?" Many of the time they will be reluctant, But when they see your genuine love and insistence, they don't tell you, I had a bad day, I had a quarrel with my wife. Don't say, wow, women, that's how they are. Mm-mm. That's not the wise response. Don't say, men, don't mind them. Don't worry yourself. Mm-mm. You stand and say, I understand. I understand. But things will be fine, sir. I cannot pray with you. If you have nothing to give, at least you can give prayer. You can give a kind word. Ask what I may give to you. You are aware I'm about to be taken, but ask what I will do for you before I'm taken away. Meanwhile, Elijah has been following all this while. He knew what he needed. He knew that this is a destiny relationship. No matter what you do and not do, I will not stop following you. Me and you for life, oh. There is nothing you can say. Let the mockers mock. They will come back to bow. The moment I've been waiting for all my life has now finally come. He didn't say anything you can give me. No. In destiny relationship, you must discern what you need. Don't just serve God through that man. What do you need? Every time I go to my place of worship on Sundays, I know what I need. I know what I require. I know what I desire in that man that has been set over that commission. I know what my destiny will require that he needs. I'm not just going there as a dundee going somewhere. Mm-mm. I know the graces I have observed on this man. And I know that through service, you can have access to these graces. You see that he didn't think about it. He didn't say anything for the boys. Mm-mm. Immediately he asked him, what should I give you? Guess what the response was? He said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Question. Was Elijah a perfect man? Because many of us are quick to see the wrong side of men. Was Elijah a perfect man? How come this guy was able to see through the filter of his imperfection to see the perfect gift of God upon a man? Destiny assignment is largely hanged on your understanding and cultivating of destiny relationship. I wish I'm not the one teaching this, but let me tell you again and again. Many of you don't know the reason why you are in Arise. You thought you were just invited. Do you know that the things you would be required for your destiny, maybe in 10 years time, maybe in 5 years time, are many of the things you have been exposed to in this day. When you don't know the purpose of the thing, you will abuse it inevitably. When you don't know the purpose of your coming here, you will think it's another fellowship. Okay, they teach. When you don't know that there is destiny being built here, they will need to beg you, follow up with you before you come. But when you recognize, like Elijah, even when it rains fire, you will still continue going. Every man going to school don't feel like going, no. But every time you remember the certificate, you buckle up yourself. Many times you don't feel like reading for the exam, but you remember, if you don't read, extra year is waiting. And then you wake up, put your leg inside water, you are reading and you are doing. Nobody needs to encourage you to read, because you have discerned the purpose and the benefit of that which you are doing. You have seen people who are failing in life because they didn't pay attention, and you don't want your life to go that way. When you find destiny assigned, destiny relationship, don't joke with it. Stay there. Even when they do what you don't like, it's not about them doing what you like. It's about God making you at that place. The only side we see about the disciples of Jesus is that they were big boys who followed Jesus. Think about it. Many of the time, Jesus didn't sleep, didn't have good house to sleep in. They will have crusade in Samaria today. Tomorrow, they will trek all the way to Nazareth. They were trekking around. Can you imagine you following a man like the sheep? A man that can just wake up anytime. I must do the work that the Father sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. Let's go to Samaria. We just got to Judea. Let's rest. Mm-mm. They were standing at a time after a long crusade and they were all tired. You say, let's go over to Samaria. Let's go over to Gadarene. They just preached a crusade. We see all of those paraphernalia and the celebration. We don't see that this guy slept in mosquito. Mosquito was created far ago from the book of Genesis. There are no New Testament mosquitoes, though. So if there are mosquitoes now, believe me, there were mosquitoes in the days of Jesus. And they were not going around with mosquito nets. So Peter, James, and all of the disciples slept under the cold in the mosquito many times. Yet, they didn't give up. Jesus said many things, many times that offended the Jew, that offended the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And if they were going to stone Jesus, they would stone him with all the disciples. Yet they did not leave him. In fact, Jesus became concerned at a time in his life and was wondering all this trouble I make for these people. John chapter 6. Give me John chapter 6. All this trouble I'm making around for these people. Give me verse 66. He began to become concerned. And look at the question he asked them. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of the Tiberias. Give me the next verse. We're going to 70. And he said, and verse 66. Okay, this is the place I asked for. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Wait a minute. Remember, everywhere Jesus was going, a crowd was going with him. But Jesus began to do some things and say some things. People began to withdraw themselves. Give me the scripture again. They began to withdraw themselves. Look at what happened. They went with him no more. Next verse. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? In other words, I'm ready to release you. I know that I'm the only one that understands the kind of life I'm living. Watch what Peter said. Next verse, please. But Simon Peter answered and said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? In other words, this is not a seasonal relationship. This is not a temporal relationship. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In other words, our life depends on your words. Our destiny depends on your words. Cause trouble, we are in need together. In hunger, we are in need together. Many times they will trek kilometers for days without food. Let me tell you one thing this generation is missing. Destiny relationship does not depend on your emotion. You don't have to feel like it. Let me give you an example. Typical example of destiny relationship is marriage. Do you know that many married men can get to a time where they say, oh God, what is all this we are doing now? Why am I in this? And then they will tell themselves again, well, we are in it and then we are in it forever. Do you think it is actually easy if God didn't help you to live with one man all your life? Ladies, if you ever think marriage is joke, think again. You have lived your life all by yourself all your life. Suddenly you packed into another man. And he will be the one telling you, get up, go and cook my food. I'm hungry. Wash my shoe. What are you doing there? Come back, come and sit down here. I want to see you. And maybe your normal life is just to sit alone. You can't sit alone anymore. My wife was lamenting one night and said, hey, Oga, are you obeying? You don't have your own life. You just when you think it's time to relax, I say, let's go and pray. It's time to pray. You are the only one God called now. He didn't call Mr. and Mrs. Many of you are high in marriage. Do you know what marriage means? It is being yoked to another man. Where that man goes, you go. Ask people who are having troubles in marriage. They will tell you. No matter how turbulent you are waiting, we will teach on singles and marriage, though. Before you say I do, many of you will possibly live here and say, Lord, I want to be married to Jesus. You will understand why Paul said at a place, he said, it is better that a man not even be married, though. He said, nevertheless, if they cannot keep themselves, let every man marry his own woman. You will pop your phone, gisting with your friend. Somebody like me will say, what are you doing on the phone? Put the phone down. I want to be looking at your face. For what? I just want to look at your face. Am I not here? I want to know. Somebody's just say, huh? It is a burden. Before I got married, I used to do something. When I got back home from office, many of the times I would just go straight to the prayer room. I can be there till maybe 3 o'clock in the night. I will not come out, freshen up, eat, and then go to bed. And then when I got married, the first 6 months, I'll still come back home, dress, go into the prayer room, do my stuff, and then come back at interval and say, are you okay? I'm blessed with the love for the woman I married. Are you okay? She said, I'm okay. I didn't know she was not okay. I was doing that thing. I was enjoying the Holy Ghost. I was seeing visions and dreams. Actually, I was failing already in marriage. Until one Sunday, I will never forget that evening. We came from church, and then I put off my clothes. We finished eating. I said, my dear, you are fine now. You can watch. You can watch. Is it my TV now? Or just watch the movie. They are showing a good movie. I just want to have fellowship. And she knows that it's not a church fellowship. As I got into that prayer room, I sat down on my chairs where I usually sit. Okay, there's a place I sit like an abalist, just play worship. Then I heard the Lord say, get back to your wife. I said, in the name of Jesus, I have come to spend time with the Lord. I refuse every spirit that may want to distract me. I began to quote scripture. You shall love the Lord thy God, and you, him alone shall you. He said, get back to your wife. This is the voice of God. Why? When I came out that evening, watch it. I met her on the couch. She was surprised to see me out after like 10 or 20 minutes. She said, what happened? I said, nothing. She said, go back. Oh, you know I will not disturb you. I don't want to come in between you and your relationship. I said, I just feel like spending time with you. Guess what happened next? She busted into tears. It was like the way you will have a sword that already have water inside, and the leg is decaying until somebody come to bust it. She busted out the tears and told me how I've been failing. Even though the anointing was increasing, I hope you know, no matter how successful you are, if you fail in marriage, you fail. The scripture said it. Said anyone who will be a bishop, let him be a man that is successful at the running of the house. That day, I went back to the Lord. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know I've now been married to two women, the Holy Ghost and my wife Ghost. What shall we do on these days? And they began to give me wisdom that balanced it. Spend time with me, spend time with her. Spend time with me, spend time with her. And by the grace of God, the wisdom of God has put me on a pedestal to have a sweatless and a painless marriage. Believe me. Somebody else would have walked in that foolishness. I don't need any man in this ministry. All that need is the Holy Ghost. And while you are doing that, you are failing already. You are failing already. Destiny relationship does not depend on your emotions. Even when you don't feel like, you still have to continue in it. Even when he insults you, many times you need, many of you, the rising nation now, you like me. And if they ask them to ask you to write essay about me, you'll say, Apostle is kind and gentle, is a good man, is this and that. Glory, what's the meaning of that? Okay, so you people are planning against me, Abby. So that was why Pastor K to shut down my mic the other time. You will write beautiful things. You will like me because you are not close to me. Have I ever been angry with you before? Jesus. Jesus. There's a way I can look at you. You will not know either to enter the ground, or I will not say one thing. I will just do this eyes. I have another version of this eyes that when I bring it out. What am I trying to tell you? Every man that you have destiny relationship with will offend you. We have a beloved brother one time that said, God asked him to come and submit to me as a protege. Okay, let's see how God helps us. After 6 months, he stopped calling, he stopped doing anything. Then I watched him. And then the comment was that he did wedding. I didn't come for his wedding. I've had 2 children. I've had my wedding. My mentors have never, they've not seen any of my children. They didn't show up at my wedding. Yet, I still hold them in high esteem. nothing has reduced at all. They don't come to say, how far, how is ministry, what are the things you need, what are the things you are doing. Destiny leadership is much more than what you can get. It's not based on emotions. It's based on covenants. Covenant is stronger than emotion. Even when you don't feel like it, you are in it already. Example, marital relationship. He said, this is the reason why two of you shall become one flesh. When you don't feel like it, one flesh. When the woman abuses you, one flesh. When the woman is sick, one flesh. When the woman is saved, one flesh. When the man is snoring, one flesh. Don't only look at the talk dark and handsome side of him. That talk dark and handsome may be a very good snorer when he gets to the bed. That when he snores, the people are the neighborhood. Yet, you are in it. You are in it. Some of us don't fart when we are awake. We fart when we sleep. And some of you can discern the smell of a fart even when you are sleeping. Guess what, sister? You are in it. You are in it. Oh, you will learn a lot when we are talking about relationship and marriage. There are many lies you have believed. Many lies you have believed about marriage. We will demystify it here. Because from what you look at marriage is meant for two perfect people. It's a lie. Another destiny relationship is your spiritual family. I spoke about it. Arise is your spiritual family. So it's not that I will go when I feel like. No. It's a place where you have been built. It's a place where you have been made. It's a place where instructions for the building of your destiny is being communicated. When you don't feel like going, you go. When apostle shout at you, you will go. Because it's not about him. It's about what you are getting and what you are becoming from there. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. And the third is mentor and protege relationship. I spoke about Elijah. Now let me talk about keys to activating and maintaining relationship. Let me spend a little time here. We pray and then we'll go. Apostle, it's not that I don't like to have relationship, but people don't like me. When I talk to them, I don't know. People don't really want to have anything to do with me. Let me teach you how to start a relationship with anybody. And you want them to desire your presence again and again. Do you know that these laws, I have walked them in my life. I have met illiterate once and they want to see me again. I've met literate once and they want to see me again. I've met the older generation, spoken to them, and they like me and want to see me again. There's something they say in my office. When there is a conflict and somebody is cutting the gun, they will not say, go upstairs, go and ask for BM. The name of the BM is Mr. Larry Waju. They know that some way, somehow, I have a way of landing the angry person in a safe ground. If I was not born that way, I learned it. There are things that every man wants to get. There are things that everyone wants to hear. If you can give that man, no matter who you are, they will come and relate with you. Even the greats are looking for men to relate, but people don't understand them. Keys to activating and maintaining good relationship. Number one, love people genuinely. Love people genuinely. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24. Life givers, please fly. We have so many scriptures. Proverbs 18 and verse 24. Look at what the Bible says. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. Oh, I wish I had time. A man who desires to have friends must, number one, be what? Shout it loud. Many of us, our faces are not friendly. Even at a rise, after the service, somebody wants to say hi. But the way you are looking makes the person turn away. You must be friendly. You must be friendly. Being friendly does not mean being stupid. It does not mean being a clown and being a nuisance. It means being friendly. Love people genuinely. Love is a language that every man can understand. Love is a language that when spoken, every man can understand it. Love. Love. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3. Philippians 2 and verse 3. Is God still helping us here tonight? Philippians 2 and verse 3. Look at what the Bible says. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or consent. Don't go into a relationship with the desire of what is in it for me. Don't go into a relationship with what can I get. If there is nothing in it for me, I cannot relate with this person. That's why many of us relate with only the people we perceive to be rich. We believe that, oh, I can get something from this person. And so we abandon other relationship and focus on the person we think we can get from. Parasitic relationship cannot last. Let nothing be done. Give me that scripture. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or consent. Be in lowliness of mind to each other esteem. And let each other esteem others better than himself. Love people genuinely. What does it mean to love people? It means to invest in men. Invest in men. I don't care what you are investing in. If you are not investing in men, you will not last long. All investment will crash at a time. The safest investment is to invest in man. Invest in man. Invest in man. Invest in man. There is a story of a slave in the scripture told by Jesus that had issue with a master. And the master said, go and bring your record. I've heard that you are squandering my money. And the Bible says, this guy, you know what he did? He went outside and began to meet those who are owing the master. And saying, how much are you owing? You are owing 20,000. Say you are owing 10,000. And he began to make friends with the people. So that when the master threw him out, he will have men to accommodate him. The Bible called him a wise master. A wise servant, I mean. Invest in men. You don't have to invest money all the time. Invest your time. How are you? Let them know you are concerned. Don't just ask them from your mind. Many of the people you invited have not come. Why? Every time you call them, you didn't come, Abby. I invited you, didn't come. No problem now. And the next time they see your call, it's towards Thursday. Hello? How are you, my sister? You will not begin all of those greetings. Calvary greeting in the name of the Lord. The Lord be with you. The person already knows where you are going. Just to remind you, on Saturday you must be around. If he's not around, you will not call him until Thursday again. No. Forget about yourself. Forget about what you have to benefit when you are communicating with men. When people know you care, they will want to come close to you. I often say it again and again. No man care how much you know until they know how much you care. When they know you care genuinely, they will pay attention to you. Practice this as you go. Talk to your colleagues at work. Talk to your friend. Not about you. What have you been doing? I'm concerned. What can we do? When people share their problem with you, don't respond. So what are you going to do? Mm-mm. So what are we going to do? Is there any way you feel I can help? Invest in men. Don't use people. No, don't use people. Don't use people. Don't use people as a ladder to achieve your own goal. No. No. They may be your customer. Don't use them. Let them know that it is their desire and satisfaction that comes first. Even though in that satisfaction you are making money. But don't use people. Don't use people. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. Proverbs 10 and verse 12. Thank God the rain is falling. I have more time. Look at what the Bible says. It's projected. Can we read it together now? One, two, go. This is the word of God. When you love people genuinely, you will not see their flaws. Many times when you stop loving people, you begin to see their error. But when you love people genuinely, even if they were too short, like somebody said at a place I went to minister, he said, if you are fatter than me, you are too fat. That becomes your slogan. You look at that person you love so much. Have you seen people as guys now? Guys, let's talk. Guys, have you seen ladies that you will wonder, what is this guy seeing in this lady? She's not fine now. Were you not told that love is in the eyes, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder? That lady you are saying is too short, believe me, it's somebody's Cinderella. When your mind changed towards a thing, your perspective changed towards that thing. Suddenly, you begin to like what you once ate. A man of God shared a very funny story. He said he was traveling, he went to Dubai, and the cabman that came to pick him from the airport, he noticed the cabman was chewing gum, and he hates gum, just like I hate people chewing gum around me. He said he hates people chewing gum. And then the guy was chewing it in an annoying way. And all of a sudden, he could not hold it anymore. He said, stop. Why are you chewing gum now? Can't you be decent for a while? He was irritated. And the driver said, sorry, sir. I don't like to chew gum too. But I walked overnight. And I'm feeling sleepy as I'm driving you. That's why I decided to chew gum. If I stop chewing gum, I will sleep off. Guess what the guy said? He said, you have other gum? Chew it. Chew it loud. What changed? His perspective over that person changed. And his response changed. When suddenly you discover you need people, their body odor doesn't matter anymore. But if you feel you don't need them, you will complain. Oh, God, be using perfume now. Your body. Love people genuinely. Number one. Number two. Understand the uniqueness in every man. I'm teaching you basic principle to relating with every man. Look at me. Look at me. Even if you have three friends, the three of them cannot behave the same way. Don't compare. Every man is unique in himself. Don't compare. Understand the uniqueness. This is the reason why many marriages are shaking and are breaking, even in the church. The sister will keep comparing the brother with another brother in the church. Can't you see this person? Can't you see that person? If he's not different, he's not needed. Every man is different in themselves. Don't compare men. Don't compare men. Every man is unique. There is something unique about me that only me can do well. And if you try it, you will not be able to do it. There is something you can do that if I try to do also, I will fail at it. Understand the uniqueness in every man. Understand the uniqueness of that person. You know, God has to train me this as a person, such that if you sit down with me in less than 30 minutes, I can discern your uniqueness. And in discerning that uniqueness, I begin to develop what is called your love code. Every man has a love code. What you call love to Sister A may be insult to Sister B. This is what brothers don't understand. Oh, I'm not taking singles of mine, but don't worry. What you will do to one man, try it to another man, he will take it as an insult. I remember on the job one day, we packaged a gift and went to give somebody at the department. And when we got there, we gave their oga, we gave her our home, and then we gave every other person. Literally 30 minutes after, the oga called us and shouted on the phone that what kind of insult is that? How we come to the office and we're sharing things with everybody? If you want to give them something, we'll give it to her as the oga of the office. She will not decide who to give it to. Whereas that is the same thing we do at every other places. Understand the unique love code of that person. When I sit with you, while I'm listening to you, I'm listening to so many things you are not saying. Such that in listening to you, I'm discerning your communication code. Every man has a communication code. Some people, the way to begin communication with them is to begin by massaging their ego. If you want them to listen, you must first massage their ego. You mean they ask you to kill? You? How can they ask you to kill with your person? No, that's an insult. You will not find a person who was angry now saying, I mean, you can imagine. Now you know why I'm angry. I say, in fact, if I was you, I would be angry more than this. You are going somewhere. If you don't stay with people in the pit, most time you might not be able to leave them off the pit. Don't say you committed abortion. You abortion. You are going to hell. The hottest part of hell is being prepared for you. No. Sometimes you need to sit down and say, okay, let's look at it. You didn't prepare for the pregnancy. Don't say, when you were having sex, didn't you know pregnancy is coming? Don't start like that. You will eventually get there. Many people, when I deal with them, at the time I'm done, they end up crying. Seeing themselves from the true picture they never saw before. But if you start by lashing out judgment on people, they will shut the gate against you. Discern the love language. Discern the communication code. Some people want you to tell them the truth immediately. Sir, can I tell you the truth? You were wrong, sir. They will say, I know I'm wrong. But she's also wrong. Yes, she was also wrong, sir. But let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. While you are communicating with people, that is how you have to listen. Don't listen with a defensive mind. Don't listen with a judgmental mind. Listen with an open mind. Many people are saying what you are not hearing. Yet, they are saying the obvious thing that is the exact opposite of what you are hearing. Imagine somebody go back home in this rain now. And then when he gets home, you didn't say, hey, sorry, you are feeling cold. This and this. He start putting on, just say, welcome. You know, he put his clothes on. You now say, why are you putting a cold clothes here? The way that person will shout at you. You will know that it's much more than the clothes. And coming from the rain, all you can say is my cold. Many times the frustration people pass at us is much more than what we have done at that immediate time. You need to learn to study men. I had an issue with one of my supervisors at the time who called me and then was saying something. And what he was saying was wrong. I said, sir, no, that's not true, sir. That's not what I did. He said, what do you mean? I said, okay, sir. And then he cut the phone. I didn't go to see him. And then he sent somebody to me 2 days after. Said, tell him I want to see him. And when I got to the office, he said, what happened that day was not even why I'm angry. You are my personal person. You have not come to see me after that issue happened. Even if I was wrong, should you not have come? Immediately I went on my knee. I said, sir, it's not like that though. I thought you are still angry with me. That's why. He said, no. So sometimes you need to be foolish in order to win the foolish into your wisdom. But many of us, we don't learn this. I'm right. All I know is I'm right. As long as I'm on my right, nobody can talk me. No. Sometimes you need to bend your right to bring those who are wrong into rightness. Even Christ was righteous. He became sin to bring us out of sin. Paul said, I became all things to all men, that I might by all means win all men. That is the code of relationship. I can talk to people under the bridge and they will listen to me. I will enter. We're doing reach outreach one day in Ondo Town. I entered to the place where they were spoken Igbo. I began to talk to them. One of them looked up and said, ah, we like Egboy. Ah, Egboy, you must buy your sorrow. What was I saying? I was saying, don't worry, people will be looking at you as sinner. Don't worry, it's only God that knows those who are serving. That's the true. True. Are they sinner? Yes, they are sinner. But I didn't start it that way. Even Jesus did not come to judge the world. He did not come to condemn the world. I said, don't mind people who are looking at you as sin. I know they may be saying many things about you, saying that you are just smoking. You know what you are doing. You know, this art is what God is looking at. I said, oh, Tolenso, you know what you are saying. By the time they landed and they said that this guy is on our side, I now opened the scripture. I said, well, let's look at one or two things. By the time they were done, people gave their life to Christ. You would have gone there and said, you that you are smoking, you are going to hell. They would have said, we are already in hell. What else? Learn the language of men. There is nobody that can't speak his language. Learn it. It is wisdom. Learn it. You understand the person. You understand the uniqueness of that person. Also, you understand the purpose of that relationship. If it's a business relationship, don't mess it up by this thing. If it's a business relationship, don't mess it up by this thing. If it's a spiritual relationship, the fact that you have access should not make you do anyhow. Apostle, can you imagine you coming to me and say, Apostle, can't you see that my hip is coming out? Come on now. I remember a pastor shared something. He said when he was posted to a particular region of Nigeria, I won't mention, just to honor that region. He said 1 week, after 1 week he got there. He said that's how one member just came. While he was standing to wait for his driver, the person just came and tickled him. Can you imagine me standing here? You come to tickle me and say, "Tah!" No, just don't come to Arise again. Just be going home from there. And when pastor did like this, say, pastor is charged. So now, if you were there at that meeting, you remember now. Do you know the undoing of this generation? We don't understand the thin lines that separate relationship. Even at the place I work, some people, the moment you play with them and just, you know, if you are free with them, they mess it up. The moment I sense that, I withdraw immediately. I'm a master at withdrawal. No, I was trained though. For relationship, I went to that school. I can withdraw in split seconds. And that's how every great man behaves. Because you have his phone number, you call him at every time. "How are you, sir? Just to check on you, sir. How are you, sir?" The guy is busy. Don't you understand? There are some people that your greeting is a disturbance to them. Because they are at a point in their life where they are making decisions. Many of you have met common people. You have not met great men. There are certain people that once I call them once, the next thing I will do is to send them message. Many times they will not respond to that message. But I know they've gotten the message. Yet, I walk with them based on their frame. If you see a man loved by everyone, don't just say God love him. Don't just say, he's a man who has mastered the act of relationship. Remember, your lifting depends on your relationship. Your making depends on your relationship. Businesswoman, your success in business depends on your understanding of relationship. Is somebody still blessing us here? God is still blessing us. Number three, avoid competitive jealousy. Don't walk in jealousy after men. No, no, no. Appreciate what is good in every man, but don't jealous any man. I have met people who are younger than our last born, who are doing what I've not been able to do. You won't see me communicate any form of jealousy. I would appreciate and say, "Wow, God has helped you." Well, I believe God is helping me too. I've met people who are doing exploits, whose age is not close to mine, whose communication and dedication to spiritual things may not even be close to mine. Instead of saying, how can this one be doing? I appreciate it. I acknowledge what God is doing, but I will never wish that God stop doing it for them and now start doing it for me. No, sir. No. Avoid jealousy. Proverbs 14 and verse 30. Then Job 5 and verse 2. Proverbs 14 verse 30. Look at what the Bible says. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Envy. There are many of us, once something good is happening to people around you and it's not you, you are not happy. You are not happy. He bought a new car. It's not a new car. It's a Tokumbo car. He just bought a car. I've seen people like that. Wow, new car, brand new car. Oh, rejoice to say it's not a new car, it's Tokumbo car. You look at their face in the meeting, you know they are not happy when they are saying, "Let's celebrate, this person is doing well." You look at their face. By the time they will notice, they say, "Me too, I did something like that last month. Now nobody talk." Abba, don't be the senior brother of the prodigal son. "I've been with you all this while, serving you. This guy went to waste your money." You are The Bible says, "Rejoice with they that rejoice." Every time you celebrate goodness, you attract it to yourself. It's a law of the spirit. What you despise, you will never receive. Every time you celebrate goodness, every time you celebrate honor, somebody just built a new house. Don't say, "What is the house? Chilelele." Celebrate goodness and attract it to yourself. Somebody is doing business and is doing well with the business. Celebrate them. Many of the time, what I will do is to send a seed to them. "Oh, man of God, that conference was so wonderful. This is airtime. 500 naira, 1,000. Okay, just take this gift from me. Whatever it can do." I went to visit a friend, at a family friend at the time, and they moved into their house, and it was, you know, beautiful, but still under construction. And when I came in, you know, they were intimidated. Ah, man of God, how are you, sir? And they were, you would see that they were not comfortable. I put up my shoe, I said, let's pray. We began to pray and make declaration. When I left there, 2 days after, the Lord gave me an instruction. I called him and said, sir, I have an instruction. I'm sending money for XYZ cement for you, sir. Am I living in my own built house? No, not yet. I said, just to say, well done. You have done a good job on that house. And I covet such a thing that the Lord is helping you. I send money for them to buy cement. You know what that means? Everything you celebrate, you attract. Somebody is getting married. Don't say, married. I cannot marry that guy. Mike. You will not marry you. Or somebody, a friend wants to get married to a lady. They say, me. When they are still figure eight in town. Me, I can't know. You will not marry. When you despise greatness, you are rejecting it. Don't speak against greatness. It's God building us here. Work on your character. Work on your character. The best project to work on is you. It's always you. You will attract the kind of you. You will attract your kind every time. Many times we wish that our partner are the one that get better. But the secret to getting our partner better is you become better. Water we always find is level. If you were cursing, your partner will be cursing. Sometimes if you stop cursing and he notices that every time she curses, you respond with blessing. Something will happen to her. She will start changing her confession too. You change people by changing yourself. That's how you change people. If I work with a lousy person, most times I don't have to start telling him, stop being lousy. Mm-mm. After a while, he will observe. This guy is always quiet. Maybe speak once in a while. And then he will be framing himself to that shape. Work on your character. Work on your character. Respect doesn't take anything away from you. Gone are the days that you are waiting to hear if the person will say brother or call you by name. And we'll be asking ourselves, as foolish and as childish as we are, Shorukolunkweni. No. We have gone past that age. I remember one of those days I'll be asking. The person will now say, Oshie, I say, you are saying Oshie to me. See, I say, Joe, how foolish we can be. Respect people. The young child, respect them. The ones whom you know you are even older than. Oh, well done, ma. Well done, sir. Do you know good morning, sir? Will not do anything to you. Good morning, ma. Good morning, sir. Don't say Egbia bro me. Mm-mm. Even if it's your younger brother's mate, it doesn't matter. How are you, sir? Don't say good morning. I'm greeting you. I answered you. No. Don't say if he doesn't greet me, I will not greet him. Those are children's church play. I have somebody here who used to. She said she used to brag in keeping malice. She will count the number of days. This Mali has been on now for 92 days, 42 hours. And it's going to continue like that. And it will be bragging. But when the Lord began to work a work in her heart, she can no longer be comfortable not talking to someone for 1 hour. Become a better version of you. That is how your life can become better. Work on your character. Many of us, you need to be deliberate about this character. You need to be deliberate. Work on your anger. When you are angry, you say anything. Work on your tongues. We saw in the book of Proverbs the other day that if you want to be smart, keep quiet when you are angry. Be deliberate. There are certain things I have to be deliberate in working on. I've told you my background many times. My background, thank you, Lord Jesus. I know where I came out from. But I have nothing in me that looks like it anymore. Those days we will abuse you and abuse your mother. We graduated until we now begin to abuse ourselves, mother. Meet me in by sorrow to go to shake me. Jackin by sorrow. That's how we talk. You talk to people, you abuse their mother. But it cannot even happen. Not because I'm a man of God. I had to come to a time in my life where I said I can't go anywhere with this attitude. Many of us lack respect. To greet people by... You are in a Yoruba place. And Yoruba believes that when you want to greet people, go on your knees. Many times in my office with suit, I will get up and prostrate. It doesn't reduce you. Respect people. Care for people. Choose your words. Don't do anyhow everywhere. You want to be famous and then you are doing that by doing anyhow. Comport yourself. You are a royal family. You are a chosen generation. You are a priest. Comport yourself. Let your word be seasoned with grace. Work on your character. Number four. Are you offended? Do you still like me? You are not speaking louder. Really? If you like, don't like me. You don't have any choice. You are in it. You are in it. You are what? You are in it. You are in it. If you don't like it, forget about it. Hallelujah. Job 5 and verse 2. Let me rough. I want us to pray. The rain is going down already. Job 5:2. For vexation and rage kill the foolish man. You see that now? Vexation and rage kills the foolish man. Jealousy and indignation, Kai, slay the simple. Many have died as a fool. Many are dying as idiots. This is the scripture. Number four, practice forgiveness, forbearance, and tolerance. Practice forgiveness, forbearance, and tolerance. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. NLT. Colossians 3 and verse 13. Colossians 3 and verse 13. Look at what the Bible says. Are we all together now? Can we read it with a loud voice one more time? One, two, go. Stop. Let me read it for you. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. You know what that means? Making allowance for that person means you are not going to forgive somebody who has that character. You make allowance by recognizing that weakness and making provision for it. It's called tolerance. Somebody will not change just because you are offended. For instance, if you have a friend that is a talkative, it's not going to stop becoming a talkative once because you said you don't like that attitude. You will do it again and again. You have to make allowance for that weakness. If I offend you now and I say I will never offend you again, I'm lying. As long as we are in that relationship, I will offend you again and again. In marriage, people will offend themselves again and again. In business relationship, they will offend you again and again. Your friend will offend you again and again. So he said, make allowance. Make provision for that person's weaknesses. Make provision for it. Recognize it. You see, disappointment is impossible when expectation is not high. There are certain people who are very close to me that when they do certain things, I'm not disappointed so much. Not because what they have done is good, but because I'm used to it. There are some that may not be care about communication. Try to call them, they may not pick their calls. You have to be used to them. Some of them, you have to call them 3 times before they pick once. And they will keep telling you the same story over and over again. Shouting will not stop it. Be used to it. So when you want to call them, know that you will call them like 5 times before they pick. Do you believe there are people like that? There are certain people that the moment you sit with them in the conversation, they will talk to you about other people. They don't have any reason for discussion if it is not to discuss about someone else. You see people like that. You see people like that. You are just one of them now. For you to have seen people like that, you are telling me about the people that you have seen. When you sit down, the first thing they say is, have you heard about this sister? Ah, that sister is suffering. If there is no gist about people, there is nothing to talk about. You have to make allowance. Even amongst men of God, there are certain men of God, the moment they want to give you the gist of what has been happening, are you aware, pastor, this, are you aware, apostle, this is happening to him? And while you are listening, you have some of them as fellas in the faith, though. Those who are with me understand what I'm saying very well. They are certain that when I go to the moment, I will just be asking, oh my God. It's not my line of communication. And then you begin to mention all of the fathers in the faith that me I respect and honor so well. And then you are saying, they're a devil. And I need your relationship too. Many times you may say, oh God, may God help us. May God help us. His wisdom, sir. Make allowance for people's faults. Many of us cannot put up with you. I don't like the way she talk. She laughs too much. Make allowance for her laughter. Many people, they want to tell you rain is falling. They will not begin a story. Do you know that the cloud is heavy? Do you know that yesterday it was heavy like that? The way this side is black. What they want to simply tell you that it's already raining in Malete. But they will start with story. The Bible says make allowance for people like that. Some people don't know how to answer yes or no question, though. Are you hungry? They'll say, wait, we bless God. You see the way God works. Are you hungry? Bible says, make allowance. Why are you looking at Brother Joshua? Am I talking about Brother Joshua? Make allowance. Some people are too detailed. Too detailed to the fault. Even when we are us running. Some of my wonderful people, they know, you know what I'm talking about. When we are all running, you will see this guy now saying, "Okay, we are running here. Make allowance. Okay, let me give me volume. Reduce it." This is how you can live with people. Listen, you are not perfect too. So if people are forbearing with you, forbear with them. What is normal to you is abnormal to someone else. Many of us, if you put off your shoe, even the demons will run. Yet, it's normal to you. It may be offensive to someone else. Yet, somebody will not talk. They will see if you pack it, put it at the place. But you cannot tolerate any nonsense from anybody. No. Make allowance. Forgive. Learn to forgive. Even when the person has not asked for forgiveness, forgive. When you forgive people, you release a prisoner only to find out that you are the prisoner. The people you are holding to heart may not be aware you are holding them to heart. But when you forgive them, you release yourself. Every time you see a man you are holding something against, something die in you. Whereas the guy is just jumping up and down, and if it's somebody like me, he will still come to you and say, "Labaya kadaba, are you there?" And you are saying, "Look at the idiot, idiot," and he doesn't know. Once I talk to you, I'm done. I will leave. Number what now? Be an active contributor to the growth of that relationship. Be an active contributor. Don't receive only in the relationship. Make sure that you are not only at the receiving end of every relationship. If you cannot give money, you can give time. If you cannot give time, you can give attention. If you cannot give attention, you can give words. If you cannot give words, you can give text message. If you cannot give text message, you can give presence. Make sure by all means, there is something you are giving. In all your relationship, don't just come to arise. Make sure there is something you are giving. Don't just go to your churches. Make sure there is something you are giving. A friend who always comes to you to receive, you won't indefinitely keep him as a friend. He doesn't contribute anything at all to your life. All he is to come and sap you and collect from you. You won't keep such a person as a friend. Be a giver too. Be a giver too. Be a giver too. Give to your pastors. Give to them. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 11. Galatians 6:6. Give me those two scriptures. I'm wrapping up now. We'll pray and then we'll be out of here. Give. Give. You see, the ministry has given me an exposure onto this. When people comes to you, out of 10 people that comes to you, most of the time, 9 or even 10 of them have come because of what they want to get from you. Whereas, you have not discovered that that man of God is also a man. Maybe he has bills to pay. But what, whenever you come to him, you look at him as God. This is God. He doesn't have any need. Has need. Your pastors have need. Sometimes go to them not because you have any need. Go to them and say, sir, I bought this airtime for you. It might be 200 naira recharge card just to honor you, sir. The person will collect it and laugh and say, God bless you. But you have sent a message to that person. I told you how many times I will buy a recharge card and send it to all of the most of the fathers of the faith I'm connected to. I started with 200 naira until it becomes what it is now. I fish out many of their account numbers, and as every time they bless me, give me that scripture, I find a means of communicating resources to them. Look at what the Bible says. It said, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Give me NLT or other version that is simple. Faster. I want us to pray. Look at what the Bible says. Those who are taught the word of God should help their teachers by paying them. Buy something. Don't just come always. I wish I don't have to teach you this, but I have to teach you the whole counsel of God. Don't let it be that every time you send text message to me, you are about to tell me about another dream. If it sounds like you, change. Apostle, I want to see you. Yes, this is me. Sir, yesterday night, it was not a good night too. And every time I see, I know you want to tell me another trouble. You have never come to say, Apostle, how are we preparing for this great awakening conference? Hey, what can I do? Is there anything I can do? The ministers that will be coming, is there something I can do? There is something you can do for your church. No matter how big your church is, there is something you can do. Do you know, as simple as buying a foot mat of maybe 1,000 naira, you can take it to your church tomorrow, Sunday, and say, sir, this is my contribution. You are paying a part. There must be something. Buy cold water for your man of God. Buy him a bottle of water. Sir, this is for me to you, sir. What do you want? Nothing. I just come to bless you with this. It will not cost you so much, but it will gain you so much. Galatians 6 and verse 6. Final scripture. And then we pray. Final scripture, Galatians 6 and verse 6. We are going to play with versions too, so prepare. Are we together now? Look at Galatians 6 verse 6. Oh, okay, you gave me 6 first. Okay, give me 1 Corinthians now, 9 and 11. Look at what the Bible says. Paul is speaking now, Apostle Paul. He said, we have planted good spiritual seed among you. Is it too much to ask in return for mere food and clothing? Paul came out straight. There is no hiding. It's not bad if you give clothes material to men of God, your people who feed you. It's not bad. Though I'm teaching you how to be responsible in this family. Don't go to church where you don't have something you are contributing. You are not in any workforce department. Many of us are not in department here. And then there is nothing you are contributing. Many of us, is when they say, let's package our offering, you will not look for 20 naira. 20 naira cannot buy anything anymore in Nigeria. You will not believe the best place to dump it is the church. No, now angels are watching you, shaking their head. Be an actual contributor. What we feed you with from this platform, if you are going to sit down in the seminar, many of you will have to pay hundreds of thousands. They will package the same thing and teach you in seminars. Be a contributor. Be a contributor. Go to them with, it may be small, but do these things I'm teaching you, and watch what God will do for you in return. Are you offended tonight? Rise up, let's pray. We're going to pray in less than 2 or 3 minutes. The first prayer I'm not going to psych you. It's a prayer you require for your destiny. I want you to pray it. You say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it loud. Say, in the name of Jesus. Every destiny relationship in my life that is being manipulated by the kingdom of darkness, I destroy, I restore it now. Every destiny relationship in my life manipulated by the kingdom of darkness, let there be restoration now. Lift up your voice and pray. Every destiny relationship manipulated by the kingdom of darkness, I declare restoration. Pray, pray, pray. Every relationship meant to lift me, relationship meant to advance me, relationship meant to progress me, that has now been manipulated by the kingdom of darkness, let there be a restoration now. Restore the relationship for my destiny. Be restored, be restored, be restored. Destiny relationship manipulated in my life, be restored. In the name of Jesus, be restored. Somebody's praying. Be restored. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, grant me access into every relationship that my destiny requires to advance. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, grant me access to every relationship that my destiny requires to advance. Bring me into that relationship that my destiny required to change level, to advance in life. Pray. Let your mercy lead me right. Let your mercy direct my path. Let your mercy lead me to the right relationship that my destiny required to advance. In the name of Jesus. Pray, pray. Hallelujah. Our time is fast spent, that's why I'm rushing. Psalm 5 and verse 12, it said, thou shalt surround a righteous man with favor like a shield. I want you to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, from today, let my life be surrounded with your favor. In the name of Jesus, from today, let my life be surrounded with your favor. Somebody pray. From today, everywhere I go, favor all the way. For you, O God, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Everywhere I go, favor before men, favor before systems, favor before organizations, favor before government. Everywhere I go, favor is my experience. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 30 and verse 25. The Bible says, Jacob said to Laban, let me go. Laban said, please don't go. I have discerned that because of your presence in this house, prospering. Therefore, you are going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant me the grace to discern destiny relationship and to cultivate it. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant me the grace to discern destiny relationship and to maintain it. Lift up your voice and pray. So that you will not throw away destiny relationship. The grace to discern destiny relationship. The grace to cultivate it until it produces in your life. The grace to discern. The same to cultivate destiny relationship. I receive that grace tonight. I receive the grace for discernment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I decree as you have declared, every relationship that your life requires to advance, I decree, by the mercy of the Lord, enter into it tonight in the name of Jesus. Every man that will lift you, ordain and assign to help you, ordain and assign to partner with you, by the mercies of the Lord, let there be divine connections in the name of Jesus. And every of such relationship that you have lost to manipulations, that you have lost to carelessness, by the mercy of God, may they be restored tonight in the name of Jesus. May they be restored in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. If you are in the house, the first relationship is relationship with Jesus. That's where every other thing starts. Or you are following us online, or you are watching this message again, you need to make it right with the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I want to lead you back to the most important relationship. You may have been born again before and had fellowship with him before, but now there is nothing to write home about your relationship with him. I want to right now lead you to that relationship, because that relationship is the bedrock for every other relationship that will make you. Therefore, wherever you are, with faith in your heart, I want you to declare online, on ground. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I've heard your voice of love. I decree from my mouth, having believed with my heart, that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for my sin, and God raised him on the third day. Therefore, I receive him. I receive his life. I receive his lordship from today. I decree that I will live for him and for him alone. I renounce the works of sin and of death to live with him alone in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm born again. I'm a child of God in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, may the grace that of the Lord have found you, may that grace keep you to the end in the name of Jesus. May you not fall on the wayside in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.